TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Today is Leon Day.
It's backwards Noel, Noah.
Did we
halfway to Christmas?
Yeah.
Did we ever mention that it was like our anniversary?
No, we didn't.
All right, we'll sync up and then we'll get into all that.
Yeah, we'll talk about all those things.
Yeah, it was our 9-year anniversary.
Nine.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Noah gets some awfully random spam email. Andy remembers his dad via alcohol. I travel to Legoland. And Andy loses weight. Yay! And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to LateCast.
I am Tim, the T in fucking it up in TanCast.
I'm Andy fuck me. I was going to say, I'm Andy, the A in It's Not My Fault This Time, and then I fucked that up in TanCast.
Crushing it. He's crushing it.
Crushing it. Under my weight.
I'm Noah, the A in TanCast, and I have also fucked it up at times, so.
Yes. Sometimes you fucked it down.
So just a reminder, if you're going to record, make sure both sides of your microphone are plugged in. Both the USB into the computer and the cord into the microphone. Yes. It matters.
Start with that.
All
before
the way.
You turn off and on your computer three times.
side tangent.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people think they have the email address iamrickjames@gmail.com, but I get so much random email that I did not subscribe to. I got a script. I got some catering order. And most recently, someone signed up for some security for the phone that just told me where the phone last was.
I think we've talked about this multiple times on TanCast, but yeah, the fact that I have a common name email on Gmail. And I am forever getting, like, people's bills, stuff about, like, when people should start their jobs. So there are, like, at least two or three motherfuckers out there that somehow think that they have my email address. And they're just giving it out to people. Like, important shit.
I get, but that seems a little bit more understandable than iamrickjames@gmail.com. Like, or maybe that's just, like, a fake email address that people put.
That could be.
I mean, maybe that's the other thing.
If you're getting, like, that security thing of, like, where is my phone, that person done fucked up. It's like, hey, let me just tell some random stranger on the internet where my phone is. That will make me secure.
The catering order was weird. I was just like, I did not order this.
Yeah, that's a pretty big fuck up, too. I mean, unless they're trying to troll the catering company, like, oh, we're going to make them waste their time and money.
Yeah, maybe.
You should have changed it to anchovies. All anchovies.
Hey, and
put anchovies on the anchovies.
Yeah, do you serve desserts? Yeah. So, like, what has the highest milk content, and can you add anchovies to it?
Oh.
And if you can lightly bat the anchovies against your balls before you serve them, that would be wonderful.
Anchovies, perfect. Lightly batted. It's like on the little lightly ball batted. It's like written on the little you know how they have those little table cards that say what you're eating in front of the catering dish.
No. Leave ball off of it. Lightly batted. People, like, is this supposed to say battered? No, sir.
You know what you asked for. We got your email. It was very explicit.
It was an odd request, but you're paying a lot of money, so we
you did send your email, you'd pay us triple our normal rate.
I mean, the visual aids you sent along were all done in MS Paint, but they were surprisingly pornographic.
You had some skills, sir, in MS Paint.
I got one of those. I don't know if this happened to either of you, but they're calling people and they're like, "Oh, we're from the government, and you got this free grant."
Oh yeah, one of those scams.
Yeah, and of course the person has a thick Indian accent.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that sounds. I mean, if I know the Trump administration, they're hiring people with thick Indian accents to work the phones right now.
Did you answer
to give away
it,
money,
or is it just a message?
No, I answered it because I didn't know who it was.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I don't recognize that number. I ain't call. I answered.
Yep.
Sometimes it's like it could be someone regarding my kid from somewhere I don't know who he is.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
This is true.
So I answer the phone. They're like, you have won this government grant. And I was like, mm. And they're like, I bet you're wondering how you won it. I'm like, you're right. And then she just launches into this long speech, and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. And I go, I'm sorry, I accidentally set my baby on fire. Gotta go. Click. And I was at work, and everyone around me cracked up. I'm like, that is the best way to get off the phone.
Whoops. Wife's going to be upset about this one.
Yet they've called back 3 times.
What's weird to me is, like, when it's some important phone call and some automated voice messages, like, I feel like if the police were coming after me, maybe they might get a person on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have automated, like, you're in trouble robots at the police station.
They're on the way to get you right now.
Yeah. Especially because you're black. They'll send someone personally to your house to violate your rights.
Yes.
I mean, at least 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
They've got that personal touch.
That's where the door-to-door service, really. I mean, it's what we pay for.
I mean, that's my tax dollars at
and
work.
By we, I mean white people. Sorry. I feel like I stepped on a better joke from Noah there. I apologize.
I was just saying that. That's my tax dollars to go. That's my tax dollars at work or something like that.
Well, I went more racist than that, so I think I win. No, you know what? I think the implication that you pay tax dollars so that you can be harassed, and that beaten, might be yeah. funnier than all white people are after you. Yep, okay. Sorry, that was a bad call on my part. Noah wins.
Check the tapes.
Yep.
I'm glad we sorted this out.
Yeah, yeah. We got to know. We got to know who's winning. People think Tancast is three friends chatting. It's not. This is a competition, and it has been going on for 9 fucking years.
Oh, yes.
See how I slid that in?
Wait,
like I do.
All right, I have a listener email. Should we talk about the anniversary, or should we go do listener email?
Let's just talk about the anniversary for half a second. It's been 9 years. All right, listener email.
We did it.
I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's something.
I think about all the podcasts that we started listening to that have just gone by the wayside.
Mean Dog.
I mean, I never listened to the Van Netcott one, but that one.
Seen Unseen.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I miss Seen Unseen. Every once in a while, I think about them. I'm like, that was a fun one.
It was.
Drinking Buddies.
Drinking Buddies. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
We are.
Oh, okay.
We just happened to go on a silent for Drinking Buddies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you moved your mic, so we didn't react any more than whatever it took to wiggle that mic.
You got to wiggle it just a little bit.
No, you gotta leave
and
it very still.
I know these pods are shining down from heaven. Like so many friends we've lost along the way.
No.
Sorry, this is in the In Memoriam, and all the album art from all these podcasts are flashing on the screen.
But a lot more have come along.
This is true.
All of them better than us.
Yep. That's the thing, is we're not going for quality, just simple longevity.
Yeah,
we are the cockroach of podcast.
If one of us dies, we can get replaced, right?
One of us. Okay, you know sweet. It's going to be me. Come on. Speaking of dead fathers, before we get to the listener email, can I tell a little tale of Father's Day?
Sure.
All right.
You feel you fucking must.
Okay. Well, sorry. I know I'm speaking to the fatherless guys, so, you know, we all lucked out. We didn't have anybody that we had to call. So that was awesome. But my wife brought back from California.
My wife!
There it is. brought back from California a vodka made by a winery that she and her parents visited after I left and came home. And it's made with, like, there's, like, super sweet juice, I guess, that's produced when they're making certain types of wine that's, like, usually just thrown away. It's, like, junk. So, like, instead, they took that, and since it has a high sugar content, they fermented that and then distilled that, and that's how they make the vodka. And they also use, like, wine barrels. So, like, it's vodka, but it has, like, these other flavors. Like, it's not just, like, you know, straight alcohol like a normal, like, grain vodka would taste. So, interesting on its own. So I'm thinking, you know, I think maybe I'll try to make a Moscow Mule out of it. So I asked my wife if she could pick me up either some ginger beer or ginger ale and some lime juice. And she knows I love key lime pies. Ever since I went to Key West and had, like, legit key lime pies, and it blew my mind.
As usual, Andy's version of a real quick story involves seven backstories of others. This winery was opened in 1846. You know, I do like this particular type of key lime pie, so let me give you the backstory on that. And wait, have we gotten to the story yet? Hang on. You gotta know all this before you know it.
So fuck Tim.
Yes.
And so she got key lime juice, and then when she couldn't find ginger beer and was asking what kind of ginger ale, I thought, well, you know, I'll get my dad's favorite. You know, I don't know ginger ale for shit, but I know my dad always drank Verner's. And it was like one of the first ginger ales that was ever made, and it's like super strong. I'm like, perfect, get that. So as I'm making a Moscow Mule for myself with the key lime juice that my wife bought me and the Verner's and the special vodka and everything, and I'm drinking it, I had like a little touching moment where I realized, you know, my dad drank Verner's my entire life, and here I am finally, you know, drinking his soda of choice. Then I also realized that I put a shitload of vodka into that stuff, so just like my dad, I'm trying to drink myself to death with this fucking thing too. So just kind of felt that double connection to my dad, both the Verner's and the high quantity of alcohol I was putting into my system. But the short version is that a Moscow Mule made with key lime juice, very tasty.
Good times.
Yeah. So, listener email. I'm like, this whole thing is an anti-joke. Just wait till I get to the end of it.
Did we lose Noah?
Oh, sorry. I hit the mute button. Oh, that is so funny.
He's like, my yawns are so loud, I'm going to drown out Andy's story.
Well, no, because like when Andy said, so listen to email, right before that, you didn't hear it, but I said, Andy, did you shed a tear? And I thought he was just changing the subject, and that's why you guys were laughing. But no.
So in all honesty, yes, I did. I mean, I had that little moment with the Verner's. I was like, aw. And then when I realized what I had done, where I was like, aw.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
It's a mail. DeVale is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
So I think this one was actually only sent to me. It's okay. From Kiki.
Kiki!
It says, hey Noah, I miss hearing those crazy jokes. Taxi! So I thought I'd send you a few to help.
Cut!
Taxi! Wait, I don't even remember what the joke was anymore. I mean, I kind of remember the reference.
Yo mama is so fat, she put on a yellow coat, went outside, people yelled, taxi!
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ow.
I'm sick as well, Andy. Should I read some Tamlis that she sent in?
Sure.
Why not?
It's been a while.
Doing
it. The Angelo Bowers Memorial Ted Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Now it's time for Tellus. We have got some jokes and they've gotta be read. Now it's time for Tellus. And the skull's stuck in your head.
What do you call a skeleton snake?
I don't know.
Kate Moss?
A rattler. What did this?
So dumb.
What did the skeleton? I'm not well.
You guys are sick. That's funny to me.
What did the skeleton say while riding his Harley Davidson?
I'm bad to the bone.
I'm bone to be wild.
Oh
goddammit.
Close. I thought the same thing before I read it. Why did the skeleton go to the hospital?
He had boneitis.
Because bones.
To have his gallstones removed.
Really, boo, you hate.
What do the bony people use to get into their homes?
I got it, a skeleton key.
Yes, I was like, I think you guys got this one.
Why was Tim excited about that?
Because I knew a thing.
What's wrong with him?
Why did the skeleton stay out in the snow all night?
He
was a numbskull.
Oh boy.
Why was it that every time you say that, I just imagine you like pulling on your collar. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's the David Letterman thing. Yeah, that's we're all imagining
going
it.
For it. Just a genuine reaction.
Okay.
Why wasn't the Nye skeleton afraid of the police?
Because he was white.
You know what? That might be better. That might
Timmy
be better.
Beat me by half a second.
Because he knew they couldn't pin anything on him.
God damn it.
Hope you have a great weekend. Kiki, P.S. I miss your recipes. You haven't shared one in forever.
Oh.
To be honest, I haven't been cooking really that much lately, so I want to get back into it. So next time I do one, I will... I mean, I could share one that I haven't made, but I feel like it's more interesting when I made it. And I could be like, it was wonderful, or don't eat that.
Well, why would you share that? Hey, everybody, here's a recipe that sucks butt.
Don't eat it, but I'm going to tell you about it.
But okay, but here are two scoops of lemons. All these anchovies that have been batted on balls.
And I mean like sweaty balls, like you've been working out in the yard all day balls.
Yes, yes, we all got the MS paint.
Yeah, we saw it. I mean... Those balls are pretty impressive for MS Paint. I must admit, that shading was wonderful, but... So that's it. I was like, I should read it.
I think I did get that.
Oh,
or
did
something
she?
Similar.
Okay.
Well, she sent something like, hey, I missed the tan laughs. I was like, we haven't done tan laughs in a long time.
Okay.
That's true.
But thanks to Tim's... Sorry, instinctively, I started to say Andy fucking up. Thanks to Tim fucking up his microphone. We are running short on time.
Is there any... Have we all seen Wonder Woman?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I still have not seen it.
Oh, what the shit-ass fuck?
Yes, that is what. It is the shit-ass fuck.
Get on it, man.
I was sick, then I was in a different state than my family, and I was going to see it with my wife. Then
my wife?
It was midweek and not conducive to doing that. And then yesterday we were in Chattanooga to go visit my brother, because he just had a birthday.
Hey, your brother, he's old.
He's
what's
old,
the best birthday
older.
Present? Wonder Woman.
I guess she was 4 months pregnant during that?
Wow.
I'm like, that is impressive.
So, not having seen it, just seeing how it's been received and seeing the money that it's making, I am so glad they didn't fuck it up.
Yes. I was talking about just DC movies in general, and I was like, this is the first one I've bothered to see in the theater again since Man of Steel.
Yeah, I didn't see Superman versus Batman in theater. Well, I guess technically I did, but I was on a cruise ship, so I was seeing it for free.
Oh, wait, yeah, I should specify. I haven't seen them at all.
Oh.
Not only not in the theater, but I haven't bothered to find them outside of the theater either.
I feel like did you see most of Batman versus Superman on YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's large swaths of it that I missed. And, like, I'm sure no one, I want to upload this amazing dialogue scene.
I wouldn't say you missed it.
Nipples.
I wouldn't say you missed it, Bob.
I wouldn't say that either.
The bell has been rung. It cannot be unrung. Ding, 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 ding.
Should we do How
about?
The Fuck Was Everyone's Week?
That's like...
That's a quote from Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just
Jesse Eisenberg thinking somehow that Lex Luthor is the Joker or Riddler or something. I don't know.
Good old Jesse.
He's fucking talented in so many other things. I don't know what the fuck the director was thinking with that performance for Lex Luthor. I don't know what the fucking writers were thinking writing that for Lex Luthor.
I don't love Jesse Eisenberg as an actor in general. Like, he seems to play a very similar role.
He may, but I think he does a good job with it. So, like, I thought he did a good job in Zombieland. I thought he did a great job in Social Network.
I guess Zombieland was like, he hadn't really found his... Jesse Eisenberg niche yet. Like, I felt like maybe. He was maybe a little different. I don't know.
Still, you know, sort of, you know, neurotic and a bit, you know, like, overwhelmed by the situation that he was in, but...
Or maybe it's just because it's the first time I had seen it. Maybe it didn't bother me as much. Not that it bothers me, but just, like, he's just not my favorite actor. I'm not like, oh, Jesse Eisenberg's in something? I need to go see that shit.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck Jesse Eisenberg and his fucking Eisenberg head. Yeah. That's what he says. Every time me and Noah hang out, he says that at least twice.
I don't think I've even said it once.
That's a problem, Noah. You don't think.
No, he's being technically correct there, Tim. He has never said it just once. He always has to say it twice. It's like a Tourette's tick. Fuck Jesse Eisenberg in his Jesse Eisenberg head. Fuck Jesse Eisenberg in his Jesse Eisenberg head. Oh, okay.
I'm good now.
Tim, good to see you. Sorry, I just had to get that out of the way. If I don't do that, then all the puppies in the world die.
That would be tragic.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that obsessive compulsive stuff fucks with your head.
Did I already say we should talk about our weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
You did.
Oh, yes.
Are we talking about him yet?
We were talking about Jesse Eisenberg.
How did we get there?
I guess I talked about going to Chattanooga and Father's Day and drinking in remembrance of my dad, the alcoholic.
I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mother's Day is chocolates and flowers. Father's Day is alcohol and ties. That's just how it works.
I mean, I did get my
alcohol and regret.
My stepdad, two beers for Father's Day.
Nice. Did it start off as a six-pack and went its way down to a two-pack on the way there?
No, no. It was like, I went to Whole Foods and got him like some, you know, some nice beers. He likes beer, so I'm like, eh.
Nice.
At least I can do, buddy.
Yeah.
Even though, like, yeah, he came along so late in my life. Like, it's so interesting. Our relationship now is so different than what it was. Like, he was definitely more of an authority figure when I was younger, but we weren't close. I don't know if I particularly liked him. But, like, you know, we actually, like, you know, hang out sometimes and just talk and like, which is like not something we used to do before. He's also mellowed out. Yeah, he was a little aggro, I feel like, when him and mom first met, and I feel like he's definitely like, you know, he's more mellow now. Like, I think maybe I'm older, so maybe, you know, we're on the same level now.
I was gonna say, not to judge you, but maybe you're a little less of a fuck up than you were when you were younger. I know I certainly am.
Yeah,
less of a fuck
up. Judgy.
I was saying maybe. I was throwing it out there. I wasn't saying that I know that Noah was a fuck up when he was younger. Noah,
I mean,
is very put
yes.
together now.
I was partially a fuck up. I would say that. Yes. Yeah.
I was definitely a fuck up when I was younger. I was more judging myself there and saying this may also apply to you, Noah.
I know what Noah said. I was more of a fuck-up when I was younger, but it sounded like he said I was more fuckable when I was younger.
I mean, that too. Oh. I'm getting old.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. You're aging like fine wine.
You are.
Whereas I'm aging like cheese you left in the van on a hot weekend.
Dude, I'm just aging like milk left anywhere.
For too long.
Yeah. Oh. It doesn't matter. You can have milk in like a fridge and like have that temperature like exactly dialed in where it's like, okay, one half of a degree colder and ice crystals are going to form and everything. And milk is like, fuck it.
All right.
Can I like, tell you guys my favorite
thing
ever? Oh,
that's date is a week from now. How's this milk? Oh, no. No. Yes, no.
Hang on. Andy's got to run this milk bit in the ground. And
oh, yeah,
you can
yeah.
tell us your favorite thing.
Drive it in.
What else you got there, Andy? Give us some more milk stuff.
I'm done.
Keep more tags. More tags.
I'm done with the milk. No, nope. Nope. The milk is sour. It's spoiled. I poured it out. Noah, go ahead.
The milk's gone bad. I give these cities two thumbs down. I give any joke two thumbs down.
Oh.
The joke's gone bad.
The Chappelle Show. No, please continue. Favorite thing.
Oh, it's not really my favorite thing ever, but like, I'm sure Andy could give you a long explanation about why this happens, but
yes,
every once in a while,
I don't even know what it is. The answer is yes. Please continue.
I go to the store and buy sparkling water, and as soon as I open it, it turns like icy.
Huh. Well, drop in pressure will immediately reduce the temperature.
So is it like at just a premium, like it's just on the verge of freezing and then that little bit of drop like causes
it? You don't mean icy like it feels cold. You mean like it actually gets ice in it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it may be that it's just the small drop in pressure is enough to set it off. What is more likely is that it was right at the edge of being frozen and the carbon dioxide coming out of it will lower. Hibble. Yes, it will raise the. Sorry, I can see it in my mind's eye. I can't English while I think chemistry. Water with anything in it has a lower freezing temperature than water with less shit in it. So maybe when the carbon dioxide's coming out of it, the freezing temperature of the water, the temperature that the water would freeze at, goes higher and crosses the line that the water was actually at. The other possibility is there's something called supersaturation, where you can actually take like a bottle, but you have to do it with pure water. So if it's carbonated water, it's probably not the right thing. So it's probably
and it's got
that
flavoring in it.
Yeah. Okay. Nah. So it's probably that the carbon dioxide coming out of it is removing enough of the additional shit inside the water that the freezing temperature of the water comes up just enough to cross that line.
There you go. It's awesome.
But it would have to be like right at the freezing line. Like it'd have to be really, really close to it.
Happens very rarely, but every once in a while I'm like, yes.
Yep. So the super saturation thing is if you take clear water and you like shake it so like bubbles and everything come out of it and then freeze it. If you, it sits still and you freeze it, you don't freeze it like overnight. You have to freeze it for, you know, like just enough hours. So you're like going to have to test how long your freezer actually takes and how long this bottle takes. But you can take the water bottle out of the freezer and it still be liquid. And then if you tap it or drop anything into it, it'll freeze instantly from like the point where you tapped it or the point where stuff dropped into it.
That is pretty cool. It sounds like a lot of work.
It's also it's the reverse of the thing that happens where if you put water in the microwave, you can actually raise the energy in the water up enough that it should boil, but it hasn't actually like started to nucleate, so it doesn't actually start boiling off. And then when you try to reach in and grab the water, it flash boils all of a sudden because you disturbing it creates Ooh. Just enough where it starts to boil off. And it's basically like the water just explodes in a big like eruption of steam and hot water.
That sounds dangerous.
Yes. So when you're microwaving water, tap it from the side or, you know, like poke it from the side or something before you go sticking a hand in there with it.
Cool.
Who's cool?
That was Andy's explanation.
Oh, okay. I went to Legoland.
Yes!
Yay!
How was that last weekend?
Yep, that's why we didn't record last weekend.
Yep.
Okay.
It was pretty cool, I have to say. Like, I thought it was okay until I was describing the trip on the way back. We called my mom on the drive back, and we were describing all the things we did. I was like, this is a pretty fucking awesome vacation.
Did you say it exactly like that to your mom?
No, because both boys were in the car, and yeah, also chiming in as best as boys can.
Yeah, they will do that.
So we stayed at the Legoland Hotel, which, if you've, like, that thing is right next to Legoland. You walk out the back door, you have to take two more steps, and you're at the front gate of Legoland.
That's
it's not like Disneyland, where you gotta take a tram or a shuttle or walk a long ways. You are fucking there. And, like, they had all these, like, Lego, like, they just had, like, pools of Legos that kids could play with. Like, it was a play structure, and then there was, like, Legos. Like, here, just build these Legos. And there was, like, that was all over the park. There was, like, here, we have the setup with ramps so you can build Lego cars. Here, we have the setup with ramps and water flowing so you can build Lego boats. Here, we have this setup so you can build more Legos. It's like, here, kids, play with Legos.
And did the kids love it?
And then ask your parents to, what?
Did the kids love it?
Yeah, a lot. And then they also had, like, you know, places to, they had a place, like, here, build Lego guys, like, the Bionicles or whatever they're called, which my son had never seen, so he's like, this is getting frustrating. And then we went next door, and there were Lego video games. And so, of course, he was all over that.
So, Tim, just asking for a friend, when you say so the kids can build Lego cars and Lego boats and what, is it only kids that can do that?
Decidedly nope.
I will pass that along to my friend. Thank you.
There are adults hip checking kids out of the way. Boom! I need those wheels. Fuck you, Billy.
Sounds like my friend will be welcome there.
Were there rides?
There were some. They had, like, that's why at first I was like, this was all right. Because, like, rides wise, it is nowhere near as good as, like, other parks. Like, they have a Ninjago ride, which is kind of like the Midway Mania Toy Story ride, where you're, like, shooting at a screen, essentially. Except you use your hand over, like, this, like, scanner, and so the scanner can tell where your hand is going, and so you're shooting the enemies on the screen and whatnot. It's all right, but it's not amazing. And then, like, there's a lot of little kitty-type rides. There's one that's kind of like Storybook Land at Disneyland, where you're just on a boat, and they're describing the Legos as you pass them, and there's, like, a miniature... Not miniature, like, it's huge, but, like, they're, like, a Big Ben, Eiffel Tower, all of New York, and so they're just describing it as you go by in the boat, and it's nice, and it's relaxing, but it's not like, this ride is amazing! Plus, like, you can get out and look at, like, they have a whole mini land where they have, like, New York, Vegas, San Francisco, Southern California, and, like, a whole series of Star Wars vignettes, or vignettes, as I like to say.
Yes, you do like to say.
You don't say. Like, you
press buttons and things happen. Yeah, all that stuff is pretty cool. But it's all essentially, like, the biggest commercial for Legos ever. And, like, people are willingly forking over money and heading in. But the hotel had a free buffet breakfast every morning. That shit was awesome. It wasn't like a normal hotel breakfast where it's like, here's some fucking cereal and some muffins. You could fucking put this cup of shit in there and make a waffle if you want to, but don't fucking bug us about it.
Free continental breakfast. Which continent? Is this Africa?
No, they had like fucking pancakes. They had chocolate chip pancakes. They had French toast. They had waffles. They had sausages, turkey sausages. They had an omelet bar. They had French toast sticks. Did I mention French toast? Because they had that too. They had blintzes. They had hash browns. They had fucking other shit. And then, of course, bacon.
There it is.
Just piles of bacon.
There it is. Bacon, see, this whole, I've just been sitting here grunting because you're not saying the word I care most about. I want to know what the bacon situation is.
So, you don't follow me on Instagram or Facebook. I posted a picture of my buffet breakfast, and it was just a plate with bacon and one half a banana stuck in on the side for
health. Like I'm eating healthy.
Did that every morning. I'm like, lots of bacon, and here's a banana. Show the kids it's important to eat your fruits. And there was something else about Lego. Oh, the elevators are cool. Like, you go into the elevator, and it's just playing, like, Girl from Ipanema, which is normal elevator music. And as soon as the door closes, disco lights come on, and it starts playing, like, dance music. And fucking the kids love that shit.
That's, alright, Lego's doing it right.
Yeah, I mean, they're not trying to be Disneyland, but they were doing great at being Legoland.
Awesome.
So if you have kids that are about the right age, that is your shit.
Well, they have a Legoland in Florida, so given that my son and three nephews are now all close by and about the right age, that might be interesting.
Yeah, they have a castle hotel down in Lego in Florida, which is supposedly cool as well.
So very cool.
Check that shit out.
I will.
That is a lot of bacon, Tim.
I just found Tim's Instagram, and that is a lot of bacon. That is a lot of bacon.
Well on your way to a heart attack.
That was day three, and I did that every day. And not to mention, my kids didn't eat all their bacon, so who hopped in and saved the day? Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eating no bacon.
Yeah. Daddy can't let bacon go to waste. Bacon's no. Bacon. Oh, my God. That looks like good bacon, too. Nice and crispy. Not like all, like, just like rubbery fat. Oh, so good.
Oh yeah, it was super crispy and thick. Yes.
Yes.
Bacon flashbacks.
Two things I like about bacon: thick and crispy.
Although on the way back, we stopped at a McDonald's so Danelle could go to the bathroom. We were sitting in the car, and apparently I left the battery running with the AC for like 5 minutes, enough to kill the van.
Oh,
what?
And it was kind of a seedy part of town, so we had to try and ask around for people to have jumper cables, and that was awkward.
That doesn't seem right. Like, I know a lot about cars, but it feels like batteries should last longer than that.
AC sucks a lot of power. However, most cars are smart enough to not actually engage the compressor when you're running off battery power for exactly that reason.
Not only that, we also had a plug thing going in to power the DVD player and charge a phone. So
yeah, that should be a trickle at most.
Well, so
don't do that. That's my lesson.
That's okay. The moral of the story. So what happened?
Yeah. Oh, Danelle was able to find. Well, sorry, I should say maybe sketchy is not the right term for the neighborhood, but like it was majority everybody spoke Spanish. So Danelle had to go ask for some jumper cables and then somebody to jump our car.
Okay, so you were out of your element, more like.
Yeah, yeah. It was an intimidating neighborhood. How about that?
Okay, yeah. I can see that.
Mexicans are scary.
Well, being in an area where you don't speak the language and you need help and not knowing how to get that help, and then also not knowing how to, like, assess the answers and the responses that you're getting, because, again, you don't speak the language, I can see where that would be.
AKA Mexicans are scary.
Well, they're not sending us their best. They're bringing drugs. And, oh, shit. Oh, shit. That hurt. Oh.
Wow. Did Karma try to stop you from doing a Trump rant with physical pain? That seems uncool.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. It's okay, kitty. I still love you.
Oh, it was a cat.
Yeah. Cat tried to hop up on my lap and misjudged the approach. So she reached out with claws to grab what she thought was the seat, and it was the inside of my thigh. And I am wearing thin pajama pants, so those claws went right through the pajamas and right into my flesh.
Me gusta.
No. Yo también. No me gusta. Oh, wow. Sorry, that's... I got a hand over it because I'm pretty sure I'm bleeding right now.
All right.
Please don't bleed out while we're recording this.
Tiny little cat claws. I'm not going to bleed out. She didn't, like, nick an artery or anything. It's just...
I was like...
Wouldn't it be sad, like, as soon as he stood up and, like, it did nick artery and just start pouring out of him?
Yeah, that would be sad.
That would be sad.
I mean, we would replace you, but it'd be sad.
Yes, of course. Oh, man. Come on. There you go.
So that was all my right. week.
Sweet
Noah?
Kitty. Sharp claws.
I don't think I really did anything. Like, yep. Probably ate some breakfast sandwiches. That was delicious. Went on a little tour of the Presidio last weekend. They have four different nature art projects that you can look at, which are pretty nice. Didn't see any movies this week. Probably the last movie I saw was Wonder Woman. I don't even know if there's anything I really want to see. It's Pride this weekend. So
nice. I assume that's why you needed to record early this week.
Oh, no. Mostly because I knew Aaron was staying over, and I was like... it'd be nice if I could finish up earlier and we can go out and, like, do some stuff as opposed to, like, you know, ending at 10 or whatever. Go get some breakfast.
Got it.
Oh!
It sounded like Noah had a thought.
Oh, side note, I'm excited about Baby Driver.
Yes, you mentioned that in the text.
Yeah, that's all.
And none of us responded.
Yeah.
Nope. I didn't know what Baby Driver was. I didn't want to seem like an idiot.
Edward Wright. It's a new movie that has, like, a ton of people in it. It has, like, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Spacey... John Hamm, other people that I can blank on right now, looks funny.
But none of them are the star. The star is some kid I'd never heard of.
Yeah, this is true.
Unless you're hanging around that kid's school, you probably haven't heard of the kid.
Oh, let's see. John Hamm.
I was gonna say, did we just lose Noah? Did Noah drop off? Nope, just Noah's thought process.
Nope, no, just looking.
No, he's Googling.
Googling. All right, okay. Other people I jump names jump on me. Anyways, but yeah, other than that, week's been mellow. I'm a little sick, which is unfortunate, but it happens. That's all.
I heard two movies I hadn't seen before. I still haven't technically seen them.
What movies are you?
They were watching the DVDs in the van on the way to and from, and they watched Moana and The Secret Life of Pets.
Huh. I've seen both of those.
Both sounded good.
I would say both were good.
I would like to see Moana.
The Secret Life of Pets, I don't know what they were doing with the Foley, but it didn't sound anything like it was supposed to sound like. Like, it sounded like Foley. I'm like, that sounds like celery being crunched. That does not sound like anything else that's supposed to be happening on that screen right now. I'm like, unless they're secretly in a grocery store, but that is not what the dialogue leads me to believe.
This is for which one?
Celery. No. Secret Life of Pets.
Got it.
Like, maybe it's the thing where if the visuals are going, like, you don't really notice it. But I was like, man, I can hear celery. I know it's celery. It's wet celery. Oh, remember last time I said I wanted to say something? I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered what it was.
Yay.
Go for it.
So I'm going to vent this here because I don't want to vent it on social media or anywhere else. And this is the safest place to vent it because the fewest people will hear it.
Wait, New Zealand? Are you sure I will not offend anyone in New Zealand?
I'm reasonably sure. So,
all right, then go for it.
I have another podcast, as you both obviously know, mm-hmm. the Christmas one, that actually just came out today. I posted it while we were talking.
Tim multitasking.
Once I got my computer working again. Because today is Leon Day as we're recording, which is half Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yay. Anyway, somebody recommended my podcast on Reddit, and I've been noticing I've been getting a couple clicks from there. So I went to their Reddit post to see, and they'd actually recommended a couple Christmas podcasts, and like one of them, like the first one, they're like, oh, this is the one's the best of the best. Another one, they're like, this is like the second most professional of the bunch. But like, I was the second one they recommended, and there was an amateur podcast from an amateur comedian. I was like, fucking, you're insulting me while you're recommending my podcast. Like, I know you're trying to do me a solid, but why? What the fuck? What makes this podcast more amateur than any other podcast? And I get paid for comedy, fuckhole. I'm not an amateur.
Tim, are you taking this a little bit personal?
No, not at all. But it's Tancast, so I can say it like this.
Yeah.
But it did kind of stick in my craw. I was like, amateur?
I'll show you amateur.
Yeah, no, you're a professional, but you're a part-time professional.
Yeah.
Tim, you could be a part-time model.
No, I cannot. Unless the dad bod really jumps into fashion.
Tim, you're the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room.
Andy will relate to this. What? I forgot to put a shirt on in the pool. I mean, in the water park at Legoland, and I did not put any sunscreen on, and that was a poor decision.
Oh, Tim.
My back still hurts / itches.
Oh, Tim. Tim, you even got some of nature's sunscreen going on, but Tim, no.
Not with my shirt off.
No.
That is tender flesh that has not seen the sun in years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought, I'll be okay. It's only been like an hour or two. The sun said, challenge accepted.
No.
You know what? The water had the sun's back. The water was like, son, I got you.
Oh, I don't know why I'm whispering. She's not even in the house. So many titties in the water park.
Yeah, that's typically where they go.
I was like, oh, look at all these San Diego titties.
San Diego's got some high-quality titties.
Maybe I just wasn't seeking them out, but not as many, like, fit dudes. Like, most of the dudes had my body or worse.
Huh.
I feel bad. Sorry, ladies, we're really not stepping up our game. All these attractive ladies in the bikinis and all these dudes like, what? It's
I mean,
the good
they
fat.
They don't have to try.
Barely not.
I mean, that's the gist.
I'm strong fat.
Although last time we were in San Diego, not last time, but one time my wife and I were in San Diego for some wedding or something. We were staying at the hotel pool and this dude gets in. I was like, fucking if I looked like that dude, I would never wear clothes ever. I'd be like, what? Look at me. Sir, it's 40 degrees outside. Yeah. 4D's nuts. I don't know what that means.
Maybe he just has an ugly penis. Maybe that's why he was wearing the bottoms.
4D's abs.
Yeah, there you go.
Abs.
I grabbed a big wetted cheddar cheese and just started shredding it. I was like, come here, I need to fucking need to have the shredded. Put it on a salad. I'm kidding, I'm not going to eat a salad.
I am. I'm having a salad for lunch.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, how my last 2 weeks have gone, included as I texted you guys because I was super duper excited. So I got to the point where I was on the third hole in my belt, like third from the end. And I was really getting close to needing to put it on the second from the end. Like I was about to give up that other inch on the belt because like the third was like getting uncomfortable. That was probably around January. And, you know, between January and April, I managed to back it off of that extra, you know, notch. And I was comfortably back on the third by April. But since I've gotten the Fitbit, since I've been, like, actually tracking, you know, not doing the, like, oh, yeah, I'll do portion control by eyeballing it. But, you know, like, actually paying attention to how many calories things are and being like, mm-hmm. You know, not, instead of like, oh, well, I'll get a small milkshake and a small fry. And I used to get a large milkshake and a large fry. So this is definitely, I mean, this has got to be cutting, like, a ton of calories. Yeah, but it's cutting from a ton to also a ton, or from 2 tons to 1 ton. So actually cutting out stuff like okay, fries are just not a all-the-time kind of thing. Fries are an every once-in-a-while kind of thing now. And getting my caloric intake down from, you know, probably 2,800 calories a day, I'm guesstimating, to like 2,000. I have already taken another notch off my belt.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, like I noticed a week or two ago, I was like, why do my pants feel like they're about to fall off? Like, is that how weak my ass is now? The pants are just going to, oh, no, no, it's my tummy. So I'm still fat, slightly less so.
I call that a victory.
Yes.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Especially because my stomach is getting more and more angry at my pants. Like, what the fuck? You need bigger ones. Yeah. We are expanding.
Why are you cutting
me? We're putting in a TGI Fridays right here and a fucking Starbucks. Two Starbucks. Expanding? No? All right.
I got it.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, no, it wasn't. So. yeah, so I also, this may have been since last time, or the last time we recorded, we may have talked about it. I finished Marvel's Iron Fist and was truly meh. So over the last 2 weeks, since we last recorded, definitely, I rewatched Jessica Jones, and I am most of the way through the second season of Daredevil, just to get the refresher in before Defenders starts up, and I plan on doing Luke Cage before Defenders.
We got a while before Defenders, though, don't we?
I think it's like mid-August.
The devil, you say?
I'm gonna look.
Are we all googling it?
Yeah, we are. We are indeed. August 18th.
Huh. Well, rope my feet and call me Dogie.
Alrighty. Dogie?
Dogie.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, both of those, Jessica Jones and Daredevil Season 2, so much better than Iron Fist.
Wait till you rewatch Luke Cage. You'll also say that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure I will. I mean, I know I will. Because, yeah, Iron Fist does, as I tweeted, 100% meh.
100% meh, raves Andy from Tancast.
Now, in fairness to Iron Fist, and again, as I tweeted, I would also rate Ocean Spray's new cranberry pineapple 100% meh, until you toss some whiskey in there, and then it is, oh my God, perfect.
Oh, that's right, because I tweeted that conversation
yes.
on the Tancast Twitter feed. Forgot about that. Side note, I don't like how Twitter notifies you of shit I don't care about anymore. Like, this person liked a picture. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Please come back, Tim. Twitter misses you.
I'm like, just tell me when people are mentioning me yeah. or liking shit I did.
You actually can go in and turn off all that. You got to go in on the website. I don't think you can do it on mobile. But you can go in there and change your notification settings and, like, turn
bastardos.
A ton of shit off. Maybe you can do it. I mean, they just changed mobile. So maybe you can do that on there now. Maybe you could do it before and I was just lazy. Maybe yeah. I'm talking out my
lazy
ass.
Lazy bum.
I had a lazy bum. It was lazy.
So lazy. It's the laziest bum that ever lazied.
I was like, poop bum. It was like, nah, later.
Later. I'm a lazy bum. Poopaloopa.
Poopa Loopa. All right. I'm out of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Got you out here a half hour before 10 o'clock so you can go do stuff.
Yeah. Remember, never trust Tim's troubleshooting skills.
Funny and true. Not today, sunscreen.
This week, I hate what bald-faced fucking hypocrites the Republicans are, writing a healthcare bill behind closed doors, having no fucking time to review or debate it, when they were whining 7 years ago about having only a few months to update and debate the Democrats' healthcare bill, and now they're going to kick 23 million Americans off of health insurance, which is going to cause thousands of preventable deaths every year. So as I tweeted this morning, the Republicans are the real fucking death panel. They've been lying to y'all. Also, I hate Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
Tancast. And there you go.
That was quite a run on there, Andy.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what I really hate? Hey, everybody. Andy here. So this is the part of Tancast where there was a long political rant, and instead I'll just say, call your senator. If you think that old people and the working poor and disabled people deserve to have health care, or, you know, even just should have health care because we're all fucking human beings, call your senators. You literally only have this week. They want to push through a vote on this shit this week. So stop listening to Tancast. Stop listening to other podcasts. Call your senator. Resume your normal lives. Just be human.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. I love you guys.
Yeah, I was like, I think Noah, that was ready to
you have a great day.